Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
The show. 25 minutes past 8 o'clock on World Cancer Day. My name is Disha Oberoi. This is Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. The show is called Morning Number 1. The show. You know, I was kind of shocked yesterday when I was talking to Dr. Jotwani. He's an oncologist and the co-founder of Onco.com. Oncology is the study and treatment of tumors normally associated with cancer. And he was telling me, and I have him on call with me right now, he told me that up to 40% of the people in India, on an average, cancer patients, have their diagnosis incomplete and hence sometimes wrong. Is that correct, Dr. Jotwani?
Absolutely. In fact, we did our internal study, saw the data of patients who came to us for a second opinion, and we found that that was a surprising thing for us. Like up to 40% of patients didn't have a complete workup. Means their diagnosis was not fully established. Fully established means we need to add a lot of tests to understand not just the appearance of cancer, but the staging, the molecular characteristics, and other features. So that unless you know it fully, you can't treat it correctly.
So, Doc, you're saying more than 40% of the patients didn't have a complete diagnosis of their cancer?
Up to 40%. So it varies from like rural areas to urban areas. Or a smaller towns, this problem is more prominent because the testing centers are not available. So adequate metastatic workup is not done. Molecular tests are not done. Very important tests. These determine the course of treatment. So
up and 40% is a very scary percentage, Doc.
Absolutely. That's the strange thing that we noticed, and we published it also. So it's not across the board. Majority of the oncologists are residing in metro cities or big cities. So there, this problem is not that prevalent. But the major problem lies in the rural areas, the smaller towns, tertiary towns, where this problem is very prevalent. And people don't tend to travel. And by the time they're diagnosed, or by the time they come to for treatment, it's too late.
So what Onco.com basically does is that it gets you a second opinion from some of the best oncologists across the country, no matter which part of the country you are residing in.
Absolutely. So you can take a second opinion, not just on the treatment, on the diagnostic test that you should be doing, on every aspect of cancer, by the comfort of your home. So our team is well trained. We have an internal oncology team who guide patients. If the tests are not completely done, we guide them to get them done from right, correct, accredited labs. And then we connect those dots and the case detail for the patient for use of an oncologist. And not just one oncologist, it's always multidisciplinary. It has to be a surgeon, it has to be a medical oncologist, it has to be a radiation oncologist. And we have a senior panel of experts from India and from US, where all of them, we make a panel of a case, and they deliberate on a case and decide the treatment. Many patients undergo treatment, undergo surgeries, but further tests sometimes are missed out, and they end up having a recurrence because the complete tests were not done. And then recurrence is a bad scenario for a patient because treating a recurrent disease is a difficult situation.
Yes. Now, Doc, at Onco.com, how elaborate or how extensive and how expensive is it to get a second opinion for all our listeners right now?
So for Indian panel of oncologists, normal charge is 7,000 rupees for a consultation by an Indian tumor board.
Right.
And we are right now running a campaign of 50% discount we are offering to cancer patients to get a complete tumor board opinion from Indian panel of experts.
Okay. So that is at 3,500 rupees currently at the offer. Okay.
Currently, due to World Cancer Day, we are running this campaign.
Right.
Normal charges are 7,000 rupees.
Got it.
Which is quite economical. If you see, you can get an opinion from the senior most oncologists of the country by the comfort of your home.
Only through an online procedure, application, filling out details, uploading reports, etc.
Absolutely. Our dedicated team is there who are well trained to guide the patients on what documents are required, what information is required for an opinion. So everything would be taken care of. There is adequate support provided.
Okay. So that's the Indian panel of oncos.
Yeah. So So for a US doctor opinion, if you need only a single senior expert opinion, it's just $500. And if you need a panel of US doctors opinion, then it's $850 for an opinion from a US panel of experts.
And normally, how many doctors sit on a panel at Onco.com?
So normally, we would have two or three oncologists sitting on the panel, depending on the case. So we have an internal medical team of oncologists who takes care of the assigning right experts. Nowadays, experts are there dedicated for a particular cancer.
Yes.
There are lung cancer experts, there are breast cancer experts, there are prostate cancer experts, there are brain tumor experts. So we identify right experts for a patient and assign right panel for a particular case.
Doc, I believe that Onco.com on World Cancer Day has been extremely kind to go forward and say that about 4 second opinions will be taken care of if there is someone in dire need of a second opinion. Is that correct, Doc?
We are happy to support all patients in this journey against cancer.
So this basically means that if you know somebody who cannot afford to get a second opinion or a third opinion from some of the best oncos in the country, Onco.com has extended that option for a few people today through 93.5 Red FM on this show, only on nomination basis. If you know somebody, send me their name and number, a few more details on 9880935935. I'll repeat the number again. It's 9880935935. And since it's World Cancer Day today, Dr. Jotwani, I believe that for basic guidance, Onco.com services people for free. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have prepared a basic algorithm where we can provide basic preliminary guidance to all patients on whether they have done all tests or not, whether they are on the correct treatment line or not. So that basic preliminary advice is free of charge for all patients. Additionally, we don't charge anything for pediatric population. For childhood cancers, we don't charge anything. And this is not just now, it is always like that.
No, so you're telling me that this is not specifically around World Cancer Day, but in general, to get a basic opinion on are all my tests taken and whether it's pediatric cases of cancer, it is free of cost.
Absolutely.
On Onco.com.
We don't charge anything on Onco.com, and the experts are same. From CMO's experts, you get the opinion, and we don't charge anything, and this is across the year. While preliminary opinion also can be taken on basic guidance, basic understanding, across the year without charging anything.
Doc, here's wishing you and your entire team at Onco.com the very best. And thank you so much for extending this free second opinion for a few people in the city who genuinely can't afford to get a second or third opinion from some of the best oncologists across the country while sitting at home. Thank you again.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha!
Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate raho.